back then, just what we call an old cross-cut saw was all we had, or the axe. It's either an axe or a cross-cut saw. That's all the two saws, or all the two instruments we had to cut wood with. I'd give $225 for me a power saw just to cut wood for that thing right there. But of course, I can go out there and cut more wood in an hour or two's time than we can cut all day long, you know. I just went out there the other day, taking a pickup and just cut all I could pile up on that pickup. And I was just out there a few minutes, you know. But we cut that wood with an old cross-cut saw, taking two to. You've seen them, I guess. You know, they've got two handles, one on each end. And
pretty good size, about 5 feet?
Yeah, they're about, something like that, 5.5. And there might be some of them 6 feet. I guess they are, about 6 foot saws. And we'd saw that wood, that's what we'd saw it with. I'd saw that. And of course, over there, well, we gathered up pine for kindling. And in fact, the business we gathered up pine for a light. The only light we had, you know, would be an old coal oil lamp. And you'd barely have to strike a match to see if it was burning. Us kids, when we got to go into school, we'd throw in another piece of pine, you know. That was our light that we would study by. We'd haul up pine and have a big pile of it. Well, that was our light, and that was our kindling, too.
Did you ever use those pine knots outside for... in the woods to find your way? Did you ever carry that?
Oh, yeah, torch.
A torch?
Torch pine, yeah.
That'd be the same thing that you'd have in the fireplace?
Yeah, that'd be the same thing, only maybe we'd just split knots, just take them old pine knots and split them open, you know, the axe, and just throw a hole in there, you know. We wouldn't split it up like we would that torch pine. And yeah, we used to go hunting, and we'd split up some of that pine, you know, about 2.5 foot long. Split it up about the size of your fingers. It would be just as rich, you know. And we'd tie us a bundle of it together, you know, and make a strap over it, or a piece of rope or something, and strap it on us, you know. And then we'd have four or five pieces, and we'd carry it in our hands, you know, to give light, you know. And if there were three of us hunting out there, maybe all would have a torch light. And that lit up things pretty good, we thought, you know, going along there.
Well, would they last a long time?
They'd last a pretty good while.
Is that right?
They would. You take that, and we could, when they began to get short, well, we'd get us some more pine out of there, you know, and build us another one, you know, and then... put that out so it wouldn't set the wood to fire. And I went out several times with that torch. And we had a winder right by the side of the fireplace. It was an old slide winder. It didn't have no glass in it. It was another old timer's. It was a slide winder that would slide back and forth. We'd split pine and carry it there, you know, and we had a chef right outside of that winder, just almost as big as a common sized door. Just be a chef right level with that winder out there, sort of. And we'd throw that pine and put it on that chef, you know, and have it that's for a night. And when we wanted a piece of pine, well, if you bring it in the house, you know, you just get set and everything. Well, you could slide that winder and reach out there and get a piece of pine, you see, and didn't do away with that. That was just...